The year has come to an end. What a year it has been. We are recapping from beginning to the end and how God has revealed himself to us this year and our journeys with him this year. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zokos. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. So welcome to it. Thank you so much for joining us, beloved. We have come to the end of the year. It is December. And last week, I didn't publish an episode because I was having a couple of issues with my number and the fact that it had to change because it was given to someone else because I wasn't using the SIM card for a while. But anyway, I'm back again on WhatsApp and therefore I'm back on Deeply Rooted. Reason why I couldn't publish is because a lot of people who are part of my broadcast channel are on my WhatsApp. So since I had lost my numbers, my WhatsApp, I had to rebuild everything from scratch. But anyway, we thank the Lord that we are back again. And yeah, we are basically ending the year together. And we thank the Lord for this. You know, I usually mention it that Deeply Rooted is one of the greatest gifts I've received this year because it's an opportunity I didn't even know would be granted to me. But God saw me and he saw me capable of handling such a wonderful gift because, you know, it was handed to me while I was just playing around with mics at work and recording myself for TikTok, few clips here and there. Only to find out that there were people listening, and the head of podcasts at work offered me the opportunity. It was early this year, it was January. So we thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for this platform. It has grown immensely. It has helped a lot of people in their journeys with Christ, with the Lord. A lot of people have grown. A lot of people have experienced healing. We've, you know, hosted lovely guests, and next year is going to be bigger. Next year is going to be even better. You know, this year was sort of like a trial run of something that's new, but next year we are getting into it with better ideas, better ways to grow the platform, better ways to share Christ, making him known, because over and above everything, that's what we've been called for, to make disciples, to be disciples, and to have an impact in the world. So that's what this week's episode is going to be about, in a nutshell, beloved, recapping on the year that was. You know, we've had different years. My year could have been good, your year could have been bad. You could have experienced so many things this year. You know, you could have experienced loss, rejection. You could have experienced extreme joy and happiness. Maybe you got a job. Maybe you got a proposal, anything that was really special to you. Maybe it happened for you this year. So we will be recapping on everything. You know, there's so many episodes that we've made. We have 34 episodes, if I'm not mistaken. And this one is going to be the 35th one. Yes, absolutely. It's going to be the 35th one. So 35 episodes, guys, from January until now. We really, really bless the Lord for that. You know, so we will be recapping, as I said, on the conversations we've also had here on Deeply Rooted, you know, because we had different guests, lovely guests, amazing guests who spoke about and touched on different things, myself included, because a lot of the episodes I hosted myself with no guests, right? But a lot of episodes that we had guests which were very, very special, very loved, and they had a very, you know, important impact, a huge impact rather, if I may say, to a lot of us who listened in, you know, and to me as well, as the person who hosted these people, you know. So right at the beginning, those who have been with us from the beginning, from January until now, we thank God for you. The new ones, welcome. This is a warm family. We talk about all things. Nothing is off limits, literally. But everything we speak about, we talk about it from the lens of the Word of God, because that's what we are about as Christians. Everything we do based on the Bible. We don't just speak based on opinion, based on hearsay, based on whatever else source. But our source is the Bible. Our source is the Word of God, because that's where we get our answers from, right? So that's how this week's episode is going to be structured in a nutshell, right? So right at the beginning, as I said, beginning of the year, we hosted a lovely guest, lovely, lovely woman of God, who I look up to. I've looked up to her since I was young. She came and it was a lovely episode. It was short, But since it was short, there's definitely going to be a part two next year. So please stay tuned for that. Talking about none other than the wonderful Ngabakazi Msomi. She is a musical artist. She is a preacher. She is a mom. She's a wife. She's a corporate girlie. And most importantly, she's a Jesus girl. So she came here to speak about salvation, right? Because over and above everything, you know, the fact that we have relationships with God, but the Bible says no one can go to God except if they go through Christ, right? And a lot of people, maybe some people, let me not say a lot of people, but some people don't know what it means to be born again and to receive Christ, right? So Ngabakazi was here to just lay the foundation, to lay it out, and to just discuss the fundamentals of the gospel, what the gospel is, what it means to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, and how to build that relationship. So one of the things that she mentioned is the fact that, you know, Jesus died for all of us. He was given as a ransom for all of us. He was given as a sacrifice for all of us, you know. And the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God," right? So meaning he came and he died and he was a perfect sacrifice. But none of that matters if we don't receive him as Lord and Savior, if we don't accept his work and what it means, you know, to be called children of God because of what Christ did. So this is what Ngabakazi had to say.
So God's love, right, is the root of all life. And for me, the fact that humanity had offended God. In fact, you know, because of Adam, we were born into sin. Yes, so we are prone to offending God's precepts. We are prone to offending God's word and God's expectations. However, you know, the completion of the work of Calvary is such that even where there is offense, where we lean on the blood, and this is what Christians often don't take advantage of, Snazo, I find. Mm. We find that people are locked in self-condemnation. We find that people are locked in self-judgment as if there is no way out. Mm. And the entire purpose, you know, beyond all of those things, because I believe in simplifying the gospel so that any man, whether they be learned or not learned, yes, can just understand what is it? Simplicity. It's God's invitation to say, though I was angered, though I had reason for wrath, these acts that my son carried out then cause a blockage. Even if then I wanted to exert proper judgment on the spot based on what you've done, the work that he has done, the blood, it speaks on your behalf. Mm. However, the blood of Jesus can only speak on the behalf of those who accept its workings. Do you understand the distinction? Yeah. And yes, that's why then people, that becomes then the difference between hell and heaven. Heaven and heaven is not a distinction of saints or perfect people or imperfect people, but it's a distinction between people who've accepted and said, "I acknowledge that in my deficiencies as a human being, I can never please God. I can never appease his wrath. But I accept the sufficiency of the blood of Jesus Christ, mm, that it can stand on my behalf. Mm. And it can complete the work of restoring me to the position and condition that is acceptable before God." So please accept the gift of salvation, accept the gift of the blood, accept the gift of reconciliation, of the redemption, because of the work of Christ, not on account of your works, because then you will fail.
Lovely, lovely conversation we had there with Ngabakazi. It was, whew, it was absolutely lovely, guys. The link is there. It was published under Times Live video on YouTube. So please do check it out. Check out the entire conversation. You know, it was really, really lovely to speak about the gospel and the death and resurrection of Christ and what it means for us, you know, to be saved. So as you listen, may God bless you. We will host Ngabakazi again next year. Me and her are in talks, so next year she is definitely joining us to just go further with the conversation, because if you can hear during the conversation, she says a lot of things that I want to mention, I can't mention because of shortage of time, because we didn't have time on that day because of studio logistics and other things. But next year, trust and believe, we are going to have a more layered conversation, a more clearer conversation, and it will bring a lot of things into perspective, you know, from someone who has walked this journey, from someone who I may say is an expert when it comes to, you know, not only preaching about the gospel, but also ministering through song about the gospel of Jesus Christ, but particularly the death and the resurrection of Christ. So it was absolutely lovely to have Unxabakazi. And another guest, lovely guest, legendary guest we hosted on Deeply Rooted is none other than the Bishop and Lifetime Achievement Award winner and artist, not only an artist, but a mogul in the gospel music space who mentors other upcoming gospel musicians and other musicians who are considered legends themselves. You know, he mentored a lot of people. He is one of the greatest household names in the South African music space, particularly the gospel music space. And that is Bishop Benjamin Dube. Do you guys remember that time? It was absolutely lovely to host the bishop, and he spoke about a lot of things, and he also shared parts of his journey, you know, how he grew up, how he received Christ, how he went into ministry, into music. It was really lovely to sit down with the bishop, and that is, if I may say, that was one of the highlights, you know, of my year, the fact that I got to sit with him, and he's someone that I used to watch growing up. You know, someone I listened to, I was introduced to from a very young age, and he shaped me, his music rather, shaped me in different phases of my life. So he also joined us at Deeply Rooted, and he was speaking about the importance of leveraging what you've been given, and whether that is music or whatever else gift you've been given, but leveraging it to make Christ known, to basically spread the gospel, you know. So I remember I titled his episode, The Great Commission Through Music Ministry, right? So basically that's the topic under which he was talking about. And he shared so many pearls of wisdom, guys, so many pearls of wisdom. People are still commenting under the episode to this day. It's under Times Live video again, and the other one is under Sowetan Live, so check those out as well. And one thing that really stood out for me, and I'll be playing it next, it's how the bishop broke down fellowship, you know, how it's important for us to not only have a relationship with God, but be in constant fellowship with God, you know, and how that helps us grow in the faith. I mean, the Bible says, Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, you know. So meaning seeking God, staying in fellowship with God is very important after we receive him as Lord and Savior, you know. So receiving him, I remember Nxabakazi said in her episode that receiving Christ and saying that you're saved and your blood washed is the first step. Then taking it further is what the Bishop Benjamin Dube said, that you need to be in constant fellowship with God. In fact, I don't want to say much, but this is how he put it. Here's what Bishop Benjamin Dube said.
I think over and above the issue of relationship, there has to be fellowship.
Absolutely.
You know, you will never be effective in your relationship outside your fellowship. In other words, long ago, we used to have people calling themselves gospel artists, but they were singing about the God they actually do not have fellowship with. Mm. They know about him. Or they knew about him, but they didn't have a relationship with him. But now it goes deeper. It's not about a relationship anymore. It is about fellowship. Because it is in the fellowship that you actually are able now to speak as the oracle of God. Mm. You are able to speak the mind and the heart of God because you're spending time with God. It's almost like the more I would spend time with you, I will ultimately speak your words and adapt to your thinking. And so in the same way, when you have a relationship with God, you cannot help but walk like him. Amen. Speak like him, think like him. And I think when you are a Christian, or let me say, when you are a child of God, I always love to go further than just being a Christian, because there are many people who are Christless Christians. Mm-hmm. Who have less of Christ, but more of other things. Mm. And so, and when you are a child of God, and then you represent your father, you look like your father, you sound like your father. Now, coming back to the issue of really talking the word, speaking the word, you will have to spend time in the word of God. You will have to actually spend time with God, because God will point you to his instructions and for you to have the principles of God, the mind of God. And obviously, we look at the Bible as our manual.
Absolutely.
It is the one that guides us. It is the one that make us rooted in God.
Whew, lovely words, guys. Lovely, lovely conversation. It was so wholesome. We sat down for close to 42 minutes. As I said, the full episode is under Times Live Video. The other one is, in fact, the same one is under Sowetan Live. It was published around July. Yes, it was July, on the 29th of July, particularly. So be sure to check it out under those platforms as well. And you will be blessed. Trust me, you will not remain the same after listening to it. You will not remain the same. It has close to 10,000 views on YouTube. It has many, many listens on Iono. So a lot of people were blessed by that one. I myself was blessed by that one. And more recently, much more recently, we hosted a woman who's very close to my heart. You know, she is my mentor. She is Mamfundiswam at church. She's my spiritual mom. So she joined us as well. She's a very hardworking woman, very powerful woman of God. You know, she owns so many businesses. She's a jack of all trades. And she's literally a mother to so many people, you know, a spiritual mother to so many people. And she masters spiritual motherhood, guys. When I speak about someone who masters spiritual motherhood, I'm talking about Umam Zimba, you know, Umam Nondobeko Ntlabathi Zimba. She joined us, and she also has an organization, you know, a women empowerment organization called Becoming a Proverbs 31 Woman, where she teaches women to literally utilize their hands to make a difference in their communities, in their own lives, to literally be able to do things by themselves and not be dependent on anything and anyone. So she joined us, and we spoke about a lot of things in her journey. You know, the fact that she does so many things. You know, she's also a seamstress, guys. If you check out my Instagram and you see the stuff I'm wearing, a lot of them were made by her, literally. And if you want her numbers, hit me up. I will definitely plug you. She's the best seamstress, one of the best seamstresses in town. She is, as I said, she owns an organization, Women Empowerment Organization, and she's literally a phenomenal woman. You know, and she joined us to speak about not only what she does, but also just girlhood and how to grow in your youth, grow in your faith while you're in your youth. Because, you know, walking with God is not easy as young people, guys. It's one thing walking with God when you're older, you know, when you're a mother, when you're a wife. But when you're a young person, you're still in your youth, you know, and there's so many things that you're facing. You know, as much as the Bible tells us young people, there's a particular scripture that does say that, you know, as a young person, don't worry about anything, you know, enjoy your youth, and obviously be cautious. That same scripture says, be cautious because God will judge you on everything that you do. But we are told not to worry, you know. But then there's also another one in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, chapter 40, I think it's from verse 29. The writer says, even youths grow tired and young men stumble and fall, you know. But those who trust in the Lord, then that's how it continues. But those who trust in the Lord, or those who wait on the Lord, shall renew their strength. But then it starts by saying, even youths grow tired, young men stumble and fall. You know, meaning, guys, it's not easy to be a young person. You know, I usually hear old people say, you know, you guys are really lucky, you're really young, you need to enjoy your youth. You know, I wish I was as young as you, you're energetic. But it's not easy. It also comes with its own pressures. It also comes with so many things, you know, that a lot of people don't normally think about, you know. So Umam Zimba was here to speak about that, to speak about one thing that stood out for me during our conversation is how she highlighted the importance of being content with where God has you, right? I mean, Paul says this in the book of Philippians chapter 4, right? He says it so perfectly. He says, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be in content in whatever, to be content whatever the circumstances, right? So Paul literally said that line, and it was so epic when he said that, because he's teaching us something important, that it's important for you to be content in whatever season that God has you in. And contentment is something that you should pray for, because sometimes there's so many things that could make us discontent. Maybe when you look around you, you look at your age mates, you look at so many things and you feel like, you know what, you're not content and you wish you had more. But then if you know God and you know what his word says about the plans he has for you, and how much you mean to him, and the fact that you can ask anything in his name and he can do it, and there's no parent who would give their child a snake if they're asking for a fish. You know, there's so many scriptures that say all of those things, that we shouldn't worry, that all these things will be added unto us. But sometimes it's not easy to remember all of that, you know, because there's just so many pressures that we come across as young people. But then it's very important for us to pray that God grants us contentment with wherever we are, wherever we find ourselves in whatever season, in whatever circumstance. It's very important for us to just be content, be at peace, and be like, okay, you know what? I'm not where I want to be yet. Just like Paul is saying, I'm not saying that I'm in need, or I've reached. I think there is a scripture where he says, "I'm not saying this because I've reached where I want to be yet, you know. But then I press on, you know. I think that scripture says so, that I'm not saying that I've reached where I want to be yet, but then I press on, you know. And here in the book of Philippians, he says, "I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." So Mom Zimba laid it down very beautifully, and these are the words that she used in teaching us contentment in our youth.
Yes, to be honest with you, angazi umunye umuntu, but uma ungekho kuKristu or unganawo uKristu, ukuba content akusinto elula, you know.
Yeah,
and uma umuntu wesifazane unganayo relationship noNkulunkulu, unganayo, unganakho ukwazizwi, you know, unganazo like ikhali zokuthi uma ufacana nento ethize, ufacana ne-loneliness, ufacana ne-low self-esteem, ukuthi ulwa ngani. So going back to umbuzo wokuqala, ukuthi yini into ebalulekile kumuntu wesifazane, ukuba ne-relationship noNkulunkulu. Endabeni yokuba content, asibuke indaba kaHana. UHana u-content kungakenzeki lutho, ekhona uPenina emchukuluza, because bekuwumuntu wesifazane baseshilo, waye understand izwi ukuthi wena othembisile ezwini lakho uyofeza, wayehamba ngezwi. Ukube kwakuwumuntu wesifazane ohlele ongakhuleki, ongayeshilo, wayengeke abe content. Waye content because izwi lase limthembisile ukuthi kuzokwenzeka, but not manje. So I think into eshayayo, especially you young girls, noma nisesontweni, you know, unento yokuthi ngifuna ukuba ku-worship team kanti ngizolu cleaner. Awubuka le nto oyenzayo, ayikujabulisi, ayikwanelisi. Usenkonzweni awanelisi. Uzibona ukuthi uma uklina or uyi-asha, no, akukho enough. So kumele uyenzeni, uyoshumayela or uyokwenza uyo-worship. Kanti uNkulunkulu ukubizele kulokho okuthi wena sekubiza ukuthi u-content kangakanani ngakho. So kufana ngizenza example. Ngikwi-tenzi okuthunga. Khona umuntu othi mayefika athe, Mam Zimba, mina le ngubo ifanela wena kakhulu, mina yingifanele. Manje uma wazi izwi elithi imizimba yenu iyithempeli kaJehova, number one, uthi vele, you know. So yazi izwi ilona elizokusustaina, you know, ukuthi noma sekuvela sekwenzakalani, ubona ukuthi okay, njengamanje lento engiyenzayo ngiyazizwa mani ukuthi no, anganelisekile ngayo, you know. Bese kuqhamuka izwi elithi ngesikhathi esi-right, mina
God will make it happen.
So yazi, okay, bayashada bonke, baba namabhizinisi bonke, bayapromothwa bonke, bathenga iy'moto bonke, but uma wazi izwi, izwi will sustain you. Izwi lwesethu, umkhuleko sinazo uzokuba umuntu wesifazane waseshilo. Iyothi iqhamuka ezinye izinto zithi zitshela la emadlebeni ukuthi wena ungeke ufike la, but was no, I'm content because I have Christ.
Wow.
Yabo.
And yeah, guys, lovely, lovely words. Oh, mama, we had a lovely time, you know, chatting with her. And next year, as I said, we have more lovely guests that will be joining us here. at Deeply Rooted. And I know that you guys have a very personal favorite episodes as well. You know, you guys have been very supportive, and I'm grateful to God for you guys. And I know that next year we are growing from glory to glory, from strength to strength. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. And we are just trusting God and His glory more than anything, that He may receive the glory, that it's not us, that we don't take the credit, but He does, because only He is deserving of it, you know. And there's a couple of other episodes as well that I also that I spoke on by myself, you know, and these are the ones that have been laid in my heart to just take you guys back to them, you know, because I know that some of us have not had a good year. Some of us have had a bad year. Some of us maybe experienced loss, rejection this year. And there was an episode that I recorded a couple of months ago, and it was one of the first ones, actually. I think it was in the month of February, but I'll check for you guys and I'll just take you back to exactly where it is. But it was about grief and about pain and about loss, you know. And one of the scriptures I mentioned is one of the well-known ones in the book of Psalm 147, verse 3, where the writer says, God heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds, you know. And God gave me a revelation of that. I think what happened was I cut myself on my thumb. I think I was chopping something and then I cut myself accidentally and I started to bleed and it was painful, right? And then I immediately, the first thing I wanted to do was to cover up the open cut, right? So then I went to the tap, washed off the blood, and I took something to cover myself up with, right? And then when I did that, after I did that, I continued doing what I was doing. I think I was cleaning or I wanted to cook. I don't remember exactly what it was. But after I literally took the cloth to bind myself with, I felt so much better. I felt an instant relief, right? Yes, the cut was not healed. Yes, the cut was still there. The pain under or beyond or beneath the cloth was still there. But with the cloth that was binding the thumb, it was more possible. I don't know how to put it, but it was possible for me to go on with life, to go on doing what I have to do, to go on completing the tasks I have to complete. So it was at that moment where God revealed to me that when the scripture says He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, meaning while He's healing us, you know, while God is healing us, the wounds, the grief, the loss, the pain, He also binds us up so that we are not pressed down to the point of not being able to face everyday life. You're able to show up at work. You're able to go to church. You're able to go shopping. You're able to do your day-to-day activities while you know that you're hurting inside, but then God binds up the wound. And then when you get home, obviously you have to undress the wound and see if it's healing. And that's basically what healing looks like. You know, when you've experienced pain, then you come home, you sit down with God and then you talk to God and you're honest with Him that actually, God, I can't believe this happened. This actually hurts. I have so many questions. How could you allow this? You know, so many things. And by the way, that is very much allowed. A lot of people who wrote the book of Psalms, wrote multiple chapters in the book of Psalms, literally expressed how they felt, you know, before God. Even if they had questions and they didn't understand the way things happened, and even if they wanted to question how God worked and how God moved and how God allowed certain things. David did that. So many people did that, you know. So as much as the healing journey has to look like that, but because the world expects us to show up, God helps us in that. In that he binds up our wounds. You know, when we're in pain, when we're experiencing pain, our wounds don't have to be out in the open, because when we bring them before God, He binds them up while He is doing the internal healing. You know, so that's one thing I need to remind you guys of. The fact that God is a healer, you know, He's described as Jehovah Rapha. I remember the last episode that I published, we spoke about God being Jehovah El Roy, God who sees us, you know. So God is also described as Jehovah Rapha, God who heals us completely, you know, not only physically, you know, but also emotionally, you know. God is literally a God who does that, you know. So I do remember it was the second episode of Deeply Rooted. Remember I said we now have 35 episodes with the one we're recording now. The very second recording that we had, God's Perspective on Pain. You know, do go listen to that if you experienced so much pain and grief and loss and rejection this year and you feel like you're hopeless. God is still seated on the throne, and God can literally change and transform things just like that. You know, there's also an episode where I spoke about God being a God of new beginnings. You know, in the book of Isaiah, he says, forget the former things. Don't think of the past. Look forward, for I am doing a new thing. God is able to do a new thing, guys. Even before the year ends, he's literally God of the 11th hour. When people have given up, God is able to change the situation you're in. Even in the next year, forget the things that happened this year. Not saying that if they hurt you, don't talk about them. By all means, please do. If you feel like you need to go to therapy, if you feel like you need to continue praying about it, you need deliverance, by all means, do all of that. But don't dwell there. Don't let your mind be so fixated on what happened. But look forward. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're alive, as long as you gave your life to Christ, God can still transform you. God can still change things in your life. He's a God of new beginnings. He's a God who wants to make new things, start new things for us, you know. So that's basically our God. And remember, there's a time where I spoke, there was an episode where I spoke on the scripture in the book of Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. And the writer there says, tell the righteous that it shall be well with them. Meaning, if you're righteous, and righteousness, I explained very clearly in that episode that righteousness is a gift, you know, that we get by receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's our new identity, you know. So when we receive the new identity, we become named then the righteousness of God in Christ, you know. So it's very important for us to remember our identity. So the book of Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, the writer says, tell the righteous it shall be well with them, you know. And I have an episode. It was, I don't remember which episode it was in terms of numbers, but I'll check it for you guys. But it was basically an episode that literally spoke about how you can rest assured that if you're righteous, it will be well with you. You know, no matter how the situation is looking like right now, no matter how bleak it is right now, you know, God is literally a God who makes things all right. He's literally God who makes things well for the righteous, you know. So very important for us to remember that as well. And I literally laid it out in that episode. So be sure to check it out as well. If you scroll down here on Deeply Rooted, you will see it's literally titled Tell the Righteous It Shall Be Well With Them. So check those episodes out as well. Otherwise, beloved, we've come to the end of this week's episode, this year's episode, because I believe this will be the last episode of the year. I've been having talks with the head of podcasts again about having a Christmas special, Christmas episode. Maybe I might record that, but it's something that we're still talking about, that I'm still praying about, and I'll give you guys an update on whether or not it will be published or not. But thank you so much for your support this year, beloved. May God bless you. May God keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you peace, you know. And I pray that as you go into the festive season, that you're safe, that you remain in God, you know, that you are not moved by anything, that you pray to him before you go home. You know, we've got different family setups. Some of us aren't able to spend time with God properly at home. But pray to God, talk to him about that, and ask that he helps you with that. You know, and be intentional about your relationship with God this festive season. And we'll see each other in the next year, bright and early, expectant of God to move in the same way he moved in 2025, because God has been so good, guys. And I know that he'll continue being good in the next year as well. Until next time, you are loved, you're treasured, you're precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. And before I go, don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to your podcasts from. And also check out other episodes under Soweten Live, under Soweten as well. And under Times Live. Sorry, guys. The year's over, guys. We are tired. But under Times Live, there's many other podcasts you can check out. We've got the SL Cabinet. We've got Taking Rams by the Horns. So be sure to check those out as well. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, you're precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.